Who are you going to call in now?
No one. Between Richard's fight and our near riot, I don't expect the booth will get many more visitors. If it does, Lillian and I will manage. There are only a few hours left anyway. I'll give you a call when we're done to let you know how it went.
Thanks.
Amy looked toward the door, but didn't yet move.
Fred, you know me. I'm not someone prone to losing myself in ego. I wouldn't come here with some half-cocked potion in play. Not to a place like this. I've been working on this brew, honing it well. And I was damn near positive I got the mix right. I could be wrong. Mistakes happen, especially in my lab. But I still think you need to be aware of the possibility that I didn't mess up. Because that has very serious implications.
I swallowed hard, a habit from life that persisted long after it was needed. What kind of implications?
Two friends coming through in the same day. Two surprise incidents that put your booth in the spotlight and forced you to deal with a tense situation. Maybe it just happened that way. But I don't trust coincidences. If this was intentional, then it's not a small matter. Manipulating a drunk human is one thing. For someone to have altered the intensity of my potion, that's another matter entirely. The only way to do it would be to sneak into my lab and tinker with my ingredients, which is unlikely unless they've got skills on par with Gideon, or to spread some kind of amplifier to the humans encountering my spell, making them extra vulnerable to it.
How would they even know to do something like that?
Two ways that I can see, although there could be others. Either they knew I was going to end up here, enchanted by this exact potion and prepared in advance, or they assessed what I was on in the brief time before I hit the trade floor, whipped up the amplifier, and distributed it through the coffee or air or something, all while we were going over stuff in the break room. Either way, pulling off a feat like that would take incredible forethought and resources. Someone would have to know almost everything about me and how I work. If this isn't all coincidence, then you're dealing with someone truly dangerous.
Perhaps I should get back to Lillian, just in case.
Good idea. And be careful, Fred. So far, these have been inconveniences, minor challenges. If whoever's doing this decides to escalate, things could get bad. Fast.